Father, we thank you for this morning, the word of the Lord, for these dear people who have assembled in the house of the Lord. We pray that the service to follow will be a mighty outpouring of thy Holy Spirit's presence and power as we on this Easter celebrate your resurrection from the dead. And we're glad that you have been raised up into our hearts to give us life and that more abundantly. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
Dear Lord, we do not know how many there are in this place tonight that are sleeping in the zero hour. We know your coming is right near. It could be tonight for somebody. And we know not how it is with every soul, but you do. And may your Holy Spirit strive with hearts tonight, convicting of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come. And while thou art speaking, O Lord God, we know your mercy is great, your compassion is wonderful. And we want to thank you tonight, Lord. There are those that the devil's lied to and told them that they have crossed the deadline. They've gone too far in their sins for any hope. But I ask you, Lord, this night to speak one more time to them. Tug at their heart. Bring them to repentance and to faith in Jesus. And to the turning of their life over to you, to let you manage their lives that they've made a mess out of, and repair their broken bodies and broken mind and broken spirit, and make them new creatures in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal God, bind every wicked spirit that would hold people back from coming to this altar prayer. We know that there is a struggle going on right now. But Lord, you went out in the battle in their lives and in the conflict. Give them the grace and the power to step out and to move forward and move toward you and not away from you. And may they truly humble themselves before you like the people of that Gentile city did. And get right with you. For Jesus' sake we pray. With heads bowed and eyes are still closed, Brother Wayne is coming to give us the invitation.
Lord, help us to humble ourselves before you, for we have sinned and done evil in your sight. We're here to confess our sins, because you said if we confess them, that you will be faithful and just to forgive us, and then you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dear Jesus, every soul that is unsaved this morning, trying and never could understand why, all the covering up with using baptism to cover them up, using church membership to cover them, they found out that the covers were too small. Some have tried confirmation, but the covers were too small. Others have tried other means and efforts by morality and self-righteousness, but you said all of our self-righteousness are as filthy rags in your sight. Help us now to stop trying to cover ourselves and get the God-provided covering to really be warm and comfortable and secure and safe. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now, Lord, your word is wonderful. I thank you for it and the privilege of ministering it to your children and showing them, Lord God of heaven, how that all scripture is given by inspiration from thee, and you put it all in there that we needed to know, and that's why you told us to search the scriptures, for we need to search them to get all the light that we need. And Lord, we wonder sometimes why you didn't make it so easy and put it all together in one place for us. But we know that those who are really hungry, they'll search. There are some things that you didn't put all together because you knew, Lord, that when we get into something that we didn't like, we just pass on over it. But you had to scatter it all around, so we're going to be getting the things that we like and some of the things we don't like while we're searching for what we do like. You put it in there by your skill and by your knowledge, and we're glad that you did it just that way. So that, Lord God of heaven, we will know all the word, what it says on any and every subject. So, Lord, give us now a new heavenly appetite that we will search the scriptures daily to see whether those things are so. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God of heaven, for showing us the purity of your word and its true inspiration. And Lord, we know when our hearts are right with you, we'll say amen to whatever you say. If our hearts are wrong and crooked, we'll try to then chafe at your word to the point we try to corrupt your word and handle it deceitfully, like the false doctrine teachers of our day do. Lord God of heaven, help us to be leery and wary of everything we read and have it checked out 30 to see what they are really saying, lest our minds be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for your blessed Holy Spirit, whom you have given to us to guide us in your word in such a way that all scriptures will harmonize and no scripture will contradict another, because it is your divine revelation and it's all given by you. And when it's rightly divided, we know then we have a clear and a perfect picture and understanding of it. So Lord, help us to gain some insight into how to understand your blessed, precious, holy word more perfectly and not be easily led astray by men or devils, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, give us wise and understanding hearts to know the word of God. We know that you put things in your word in this beautiful way, in this descriptive way, to teach us lessons we'll never forget. Like when you said, upon this rock I'll build my church. You said the wise man is the man that hears these sayings of mine and does them, that you would liken him to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And Lord, we want our lives built upon a solid foundation against the storms of life. You said the rains descend, the floods will come, and the winds will blow and beat vehemently or mercilessly upon the house. But you said it won't fall because it is anchored to or founded upon or linked to the rock. Lord God, we know this day that when our lives are anchored to thee, the solid rock, nobody and nothing can shake us. Cause it to be, if there's a man or woman here this morning that's not really saved, but their hopes are in a doctrine, or in a sacrament, or in a man, or in a church, or a denomination, and not in you, Lord, may this morning their unsatisfied, dissatisfied hearts be pointed to the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. The Son of God, the one to whom coming as the rock of our salvation, in whom we put our trust. Lord of hosts, this morning we beseech thee to save that lost soul and bring them into the family of God. That person, Lord God of heaven, that is lean in soul, we pray that you will cause them to be fed and nourished and built up upon their most holy faith as we share with them the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. Glorify your Son in our midst. We thank you for everyone who is assembled in this house this morning. And Lord God in heaven, order our steps and lead us in the plain path. Show us thy way more perfectly, that we may walk more acceptably before thee. For we ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for hungry hearts. We thank you, Lord, for obedient hearts. We bless your name this morning that you gave us a spiritual appetite. This tells us that we're still alive spiritually. Lord, if anybody here whose appetite for the things of God and your word has been dulled and they've been overstuffed with the worldly cares and the worldly pleasures and feeding on the devil's trash and out of the garbage can of the devil, Lord, this morning that their eyes and their understanding will be open to see, Lord God of heaven, they've been barking up the wrong tree and going the wrong course, and they have been stunted in their spiritual growth. Lord, we pray that you'll help us to grow up as calves in the stall and be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. Help me to be a faithful teacher of your word, rightly dividing it, guided by thy Holy Spirit. Keep our hearts sensitive to you, Lord, to your leadings as well as your checkings, and we'll praise you and thank you for the answer. It is in Jesus' name that we ask it. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Father, for the freedom, the liberty, the joy, the privilege of sharing the word of the Lord with these who redeemed lives. And Lord God of heaven, out of this group, raise up witnesses for thee, and even preachers or missionaries and whatever and professions of this world system, Lord, of even of the trades and the various business world, wherever they are, that they'll be faithful, loyal witnesses of thine and just speak the truth in love. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Now, give your mercies to each and all, to go to our several ways of our plans, and we'll praise you. Thank you. In Christ's name we ask it. Father, we bless you for this privilege of just getting into your blessed holy word to see, Lord God, these rich nuggets of divine truth. And we pray, Lord, that our hearts will be in tune with heaven.
Yes.
We want, Lord, to hear you give us directions, what to say, where to go, and even what to do. For we don't know it of ourselves, Lord, but we do know that you will guide us by your eye. You will lead us in the way that we should go. We bless you, Lord, for our experiences, personal experiences, living experiences that we've had of you speaking, and know, Lord, that what you say will always come to pass exactly as you said it, that you will not fail those who put their faith and their real trust in you. In Jesus' name, watch over us and keep us in the love of God until we meet again in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you.